Greetings to all of you in the name of Jesus from India, and let's all get into prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before your throne of grace, bringing each of my brothers and sisters that are present in this room, listening to your word tonight. Lord, it's always so good to come into your presence. It's the only place where we are comforted. It's the only place we have freedom, and it's the only place, Father, where we have complete joy and boldness. Tonight, as we come into your presence, oh Father, lead, and as we receive your word, lead us into that place where we could stand upright, where we could be bold, where we could glorify your name, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you know what we have been going through for the past few months. You know what each and every brother and sister have been going through in their lives. Father, we are in these last days. We are in the days where your coming is at hand. The world is on its way back, Lord. Father, you have saved a remnant that is glorifying your name. A remnant that's going to rule and reign with you, Lord. Father, I pray especially for the family of Brother Allen. We are very sorry, Father, for losing Sister Janet. She's been a royal didym in your band, and she's a royal didym forever and ever in your presence. Father, your word says, the death of the righteous is greatly desired. The death of righteous, Lord, is hopeful. And the death of the righteous is triumphant. And the death of righteous has divine elements. And the death of righteous has great gain in it, Lord. Father, we pray that you would sustain the family. That you would bless that family. Father, you would comfort my beloved brother and all the saints in the body of Christ. Lord, let nobody's faith stumble. Father, we know that we are all going to rule and reign with you. Because we belong to you, Father. We are your remnant. Thank you, Father, for your presence. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, saints, I believe I'm speaking to the loudest, and I've also increased my sound, and I believe and hope some of you can hear me. It's my prayer this evening that each and every one of you will be blessed. As the word is coming forth, as I was sitting in the presence of the Lord, waiting before Him and seeking His face, asking the Lord what would be right to speak to you all, the Holy Spirit was bringing me into the place to share on victorious faith and on the faithfulness and the rewards that are bestowed upon them that remain in the Lord until the end. Rewards that are bestowed upon them that remain until the end, faithful, believing in Him. Amen. So I believe, dear brothers and sisters, all of you would be encouraged, because as we have a word from the Lord will never let us down, because His heaven and earth may pass away, but my words will never pass away. That's what His word says. His word never changes, my dear brothers and sisters, because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. His power and His anointing, nothing has ever changed from the beginning until the end. He's still the same and He remains the same. He that walketh uprightly and walketh and worketh His righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart, no matter what situation he is in, he will inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. So let's read the word. Let's meditate on His word. Before we understand the rewards that are bestowed upon them that remain faithful or that remain in the Lord until the end, let's first of all talk about in His word of the fidelity that people had, of the fidelity that was there in the saints from the beginning. As we look into Genesis chapter 39 and verses 6, and He left, Genesis chapter 39 and verses 6, and He left all that He had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not what he had, save the bread which he had and which he did eat. And Joseph was a godly person and was well favored. See, God appoints each one of us and has responsibility for each one of us on the face of this earth. Each and every single believer, each and every single sister and a brother that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ has a responsibility, and God has appointed us to be having that fidelity and the faithfulness until the end. And Joseph was appointed with something in order to become the king. He was trustworthy. God trusted him because he was faithful until the end. And he became the king and the ruler of Israel. And we also see the workmen under Jehoiada. When we read in 2 Kings chapter 12 and verses 15, in 2 Kings 12, 15, the Bible says, moreover, they reckoned not with the men into the hand, they delivered the money to be bestowed on workmen, for they dealt faithfully. The workmen that worked under Jehoiada worked very faithfully. And we see the workmen under Hilkiah in 2 Chronicles chapter 34 and verses 11 and 12. The Bible says, even to the artcrafts and the builders gave by hewn stone and timber of couplings on the floor of the king. And the men did work faithfully, and they remained faithful till the end. In the book of Daniel, you know, Daniel remained faithful till the end. So everywhere we read in the word, the saints remained very faithful until the end. And that's what His word clearly tells us. So my dear brothers and sisters, as we sit in the presence of the Lord, as we stand on the promises of God, remaining faithful, no matter who you are, where you're from, you will be rewarded at the end. The Lord who sees in the darkness will reward you openly. The Paul says that do not lose your faith. Do not lose your hope, because Christ is the hope of your salvation. He is the only way, He is the only truth, and He is the only life. Jesus said, I have come to give life, and life in fullness, life in abundance. Not the life that fades away, but the life that remains for now and days to come. That's what Jesus said. A thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give you life, and life more abundantly. That's what Jesus said. So brothers and sisters, it's very clear, as we remain faithful in the presence of God, He gives us completely success. And the faith that we have is to be enjoyed, because faith assures success. And faith is a fundamental duty of every believer. And it is a defensive weapon. Not only that, an indispensable element in the presence of God. So it's very clear. We see the victorious faith in the life of Abraham. And Abraham said, my son, God will not want an offering there. God, Abraham, will he be able to give his son? Abraham was willing to give. So what happened the moment he gave his son? We read in Genesis chapter 22 and verses 8. In the book of Genesis chapter 22 and verse 8. Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together. So here is God asking, I want your son as a living sacrifice. God is telling Abraham, I need your son. I want as a sacrifice. That's what God said. And we see very clearly, Abraham was going before the Lord. And his son is asking him, Father, where are you taking me? Where are you taking me? Where are we going together? And here is the father responding to Abraham and telling, son, we are going because God is going to prepare a lamb. Hallelujah. Look at the faith. My dear brothers and sisters, it's very clear, he was victorious, come what may. They that remain in the Lord until the end will have the reward in the presence of God. Your reward may not be seen in front of your eyes when you're living. Your reward may not be seen in front of your eyes for what you're doing. But your reward is there, waiting. See, the world is in the most disastrous situation. We are all the remnant of Christ. Each and every believer today is waiting for the Lord to come and take us all home soon. That's what we tell the Lord. What is the reason behind it? What profit is a man today living in this world? Would he have any gain living in this world today? No, not at all. Because my dear brothers and sisters, as long as we live in this world today, this world is completely dragging us. This world is trying to completely crucify us. This world is trying to completely bring us into that place where we go and we are entangled by Satan. But my dear brothers and sisters, our faith is taking us into the level where God is finishing the task that He has appointed in our lives. Every believer has a task. And if the task, or if the work that the Lord has put, if the tender master has put a work in your life, and the work is completed by you, so you are going into a higher level. You have something to be done in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Jesus wants you to be in His presence, shouting Hosanna, Hosanna, and Hosanna. See, here is Abraham, so victorious in what he has done. We also see very clearly, very, very clearly, when we read in the life of Caleb, when we read Joshua chapter 14 and verses 12, the book of Joshua chapter 14 and verses 12. Now therefore, give me this mountain. Therefore the Lord spake in that day, for thou heard it in that day, how the Anakims were there. And the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with thee, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Look at the faith of Caleb. Caleb said, Caleb was very clearly speaking. See, God said, promised at the age of 40 that He would give him a mount, Hebron. But Caleb said, yes, the Lord has promised and He will do it. Amen. See, it took nearly 40 years for God to do what God was doing. It nearly took 40 years for God to accomplish for what he wanted to give. Praise God. And we also see faith of Jonathan in 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verses 6. Jonathan said to the young man that bear his armor, come let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. If we may be, the Lord will work for us. There is no restraint. The Lord will save many or by few. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And we see Job's life. Everything went so contrary in his life. You see, in the life of Job, Job was having a very promising situation. For I know my Redeemer liveth, that he shall stand at the later day upon the earth. For he shall stand at the later day upon the earth. See, my dear brothers and sisters, Abraham was very victorious in the end. Caleb was very victorious in the end. Jonathan was very victorious in the end. David was very victorious. Jehoshaphat was very victorious. Job was very victorious. And the three Hebrew captives in the burning furnace were victorious. See, Elijah, the prophet, you see, he passed away with a disease. Praise God. His life was victorious. The Bible clearly tells, my dear brothers and sisters, that if you remain like that until the end, till the end finishes, you are victorious. Do not be worried looking at the circumstances. Do not be worried looking at situations. The work that God has appointed in your life, if it is completed, you and I will be called into His presence. What a great joy that is. Amen. Praise be to God. It is sometimes very hard to digest the fact to the situations that we go through. But what the Lord has appointed will surely happen in our lives. The Lord is calling each and every one of us today, my dear brothers and sisters. He's calling to give abundant life, not this worldly life. You and I are pilgrims to this earth. You and I have very little work on this earth. But there's an eternal crown that is waiting for you and for me. There's an eternal reward that is waiting for every believer. If you do not see your reward on earth, if you do not see the work of your faith on earth, my dear brothers and sisters, that means you are going to have a greater blessing that is coming ahead of you. Do not be deteriorated. Do not be stumbling. Stand up, because the kingdom of God is going to come upon your life. Amen. Well, I just want every one of us to just look into the word clearly, because the word encourages and bringing us to that place where we have a great joy in this word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to read in His word the rewards that are bestowed upon them with a believing faith until the end. Jesus. Rewards bestowed upon the believers. I want you to read first of all from the scripture, Luke chapter 12 and verses 37. Rewards bestowed upon the believers that remain in the Lord until the end. Luke chapter 12, verses 37. The book of Luke, chapter 12 and verses 37. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when He cometh, shall find them watching. Verily I say unto you, that He shall gird Himself, and shall make them sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Will come forth and serve them. The first and the foremost blessing, or the first and the foremost reward upon them that remain in the Lord Jesus Christ as a believer, Blessed are those who die in the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are those who live in the Lord Jesus Christ till the end. The first and the foremost blessing is honor from the King. My dear brothers and sisters, this world will never honor you. This world will never lift you up. People might say, well done good, well done my son, well done my daughter. That's what people might say. My dear brothers and sisters, they will not honor you. Jesus is going to give you an eternal honor. He's going to tell you, well done good and faithful servant, that thou hast been faithful in very little things, but I'm going to make you ruler over many things. So the first and the foremost blessing is honor from the King. And what is this honor? Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when He cometh, shall find them watching. Verily I say unto you, that He shall gird Himself and make them sit down to meat, and will come forth and say and serve them. Hallelujah. As long as you live on the face of this earth, my dear brothers and sisters, we keep serving the Lord. We keep praising Him. We keep blessing His name. Brother Danny, I pray each and every day. I pray 3 times a day. I pray 7 times a day, like Daniel does. Like David did. I pray 7 times a day. Or I pray 3 times a day, like Daniel did. What is the blessing that I'm getting in my life? I feel that I have not gone anywhere in the level of faith. I feel that my faith is in vain. See, my dear brothers and sisters, just because Elijah died of a disease, or just because we see in the word prophet or Paul or Peter or Stephen died in different kinds of situations, we cannot come into a conclusion, my dear brothers and sisters, that's the end. No. Their reward is in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But greater they that stand in the Lord till the end will be served. The Lord will serve them. What a blessing that is. What a blessing that is. The kingdom of God will come upon them because they are in the divine presence of the Almighty God. See, do not lose your hope. Do not lose your faith. Do not be under despondent about anything. But you believe one thing, as you wait on the Lord, watching until the end, watching until the last breath in your nostrils, do not worry. The Lord who sees things in the dark will reward you openly. Lord, why didn't you come on that day when I was sinking? Lord, why didn't you do this on that day? There is nothing in the presence of God that you can question today. Because you, as you wait on the Lord is the one that honors you. Do not be despondent that things have just happened like that. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible says, all things work together for good for those who love God. In Romans 8:28. What's the reason? We also know the word of God clearly tells us, very clearly tells us, Jesus healed a blind man, taking the sand or taking the mud or the sand from the ground, spat on it and put it on his eyes and asked him to go and wash in River Jordan. To another blind man, he just put his hand on his eyes and healed him. You can't go and question and ask Jesus, Lord, you're partial God. You heal this man by spitting on his eyes and that's quite bad. And here is your healing another man just touching his eyes. See, my dear brothers and sisters, the purpose of God in your life might be different. His idea for your life might be different. The things that He does in your life might be different. Each and every one of us, things happen differently because you are created in His divine purpose, but He works through you in a different way. Hallelujah. See, God spoke to somebody in the United States of America, and God is speaking to somebody here in India. So God spoke to that man in a vision, and here is God speaking to me directly through a voice. I can't question, Lord, you spoke to him through a vision and you're speaking to me through a voice. I want a vision. Why do I need just a voice, Lord? See, he speaks the way he wants to speak. I can never question. A creation can never question the creator, why has this happened? Because, my dear brother and sister, no matter what it is, if you remain as a believer until the end in the Lord Jesus Christ, waiting and watching till the end, till the last breath in your nostrils, do not be despondent. Because you have the hope of heaven. Hallelujah. You have the hope of heaven. You have the hope of heaven. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You can boldly say, I am going to inherit the kingdom of God because God has promised that for me in His word. I'm free from sickness. I'm free from sin. I'm free from every sort of thing that the world is trying to put on me, because I'm in the divine presence of God. Because He has given me that liberty to face His presence. The reward that God is going to give me is going to honor me. Maybe I did not see the fruit of what I have done on this earth. Look at those people coming to Jesus, those Pharisees and the Sadducees. They're telling, Lord, we have cast the demons out in your name. We have done this in your name. We have done that in your name. Jesus said, I knew not who you are. My dear brothers and sisters, you remain what you have done in the Lord. You have remained faithful in the Lord. Praise God. Get excited. Because you know why? You are going to be rewarded in the presence of God. Because you have been an overcomer. You have remained in the Lord till the end. You have been an overcomer. Hallelujah. What does the word say? The word clearly encourages me. The word clearly tells me. Hallelujah. That God has an honor for me. He's waiting to honor you, my dear brothers and sisters. A believer has honor from the King. King is honoring him because of your. I have fought a good fight and have finished the race. How can this person say boldly? Paul did say in his ministry that he had a thorn in his life. That doesn't mean that that stopped Paul to inherit the kingdom of God. That doesn't mean that's the end of Paul's life. No. Paul said, I have a thorn in my life. He battled the thorn till the end. Till the end of his life, he was battling with the thorn. Brothers, but he was broken till the end. He was completely broken. Many times he was shipwrecked. Many times he was beaten with rods. But what happened? He became physically deformed. Stephen was stoned to death. Praise God. Where is Stephen today? He's in the presence of God. Where is Paul today? Though he had a thorn in his life, where is he? He's in the presence of God. Glory to God. They that believe and remain in the presence of God till the end will have honor from the King, because King is going to honor you. Amen. Jesus is honoring you, my brothers and sisters. Do not be despondent. Number two, the second reward that is bestowed upon them that remain in the Lord Jesus Christ until the end. Let's read John chapter 14 and verses 3. The book of John chapter 14 and verses 3. The book of John chapter 14 and verses 3. This is what the Bible says. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may be ye also. Hallelujah. The second reward that is bestowed upon them that remain faithful until the end, that remain in the Lord. Blessed are those who live in the Lord. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. Praise be to God. They have a reward. You know what is their reward? The reward for your persecution. The reward for what you have gone through believing in Jesus Christ. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when people mock at you. When people say unwanted things about you. When people speak ill about you. When people look at you and say, you are this, you are that, you have gone through this, you have gone through that. Praise be to God. You are in the workshop of the Master, and the Master is working in your life every day. You are in the workshop of the Master, and the Master is working in your life every day. In my weakness, He is my strength. I consider this world to be a garbage for Christ. That's what Paul said. I'm crucified with Christ. It's no longer I live, but Christ liveth in me. Praise be to God. So my dear brothers and sisters, the second reward that is bestowed upon them that remain until the end is fellowship with the King. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sorry, saints. just had a power cut. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the second reward that's bestowed upon them that remain in the Lord Jesus Christ constantly and faithfully is fellowship clearly in Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He that hears my voice will be with me and I with him. That's what the Bible says. Jesus is seeking for an eternal fellowship. He is seeking for a fellowship that you and I will be right directly with him. So this is not a fellowship today that we are doing on this earth. It's like talking from earth. Lord, I love you. Talk to me, Jesus. But he's talking about an eternal fellowship. And this eternal fellowship is very clear. The word says, and I go to prepare a place for you, and I'll come back and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there you also will be. Where I am, there you also will be. So that we all will be together. We all will bless the name of the Lord together. So this is the reward that is bestowed upon them that remain faithful until the end. And this is nothing but you be in the same place where he is. And you talk to him directly. There is nothing that you need to just kneel and pray and fast and pray. See, it's very clear, my dear brothers and sisters, the word doesn't change. There is no more sin. There is no more crying. There is no more sorrow. There is no more pain. There is no more curse. There is no more night. Neither there is no more death. Hallelujah. He will shallow off the death in the victory. And the Lord God will wipe away the tears off our faces. And the rebuke of his people shall be taken away from earth. For the Lord has spoken it. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. Hallelujah. So when the uncorruptible shall have put on a new body in Christ. What a great blessing that is. These are the rewards for the spiritual people. For those that believe in the Lord and remain unto thee and faithful. And they that are wise shall be shining like the brightness of the firmament. They that turn my righteousness as stars forever and ever. And whosoever shall, you want to drink a little cup of water, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Whosoever will give a cup of water drink, he will not lose his reward. That's what the word says. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant, for thou hast been very faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Enter into the rest of the Lord. See, Jesus is waiting to give you that fellowship. He is waiting to talk to you face to face. He is very eager to talk to his creation directly. My dear brothers and sisters, we all know very clearly that he is willing, very willing to listen to you when you speak directly to him. Here we are talking through prayer, seeking him and asking his kingdom to come upon earth. But here he is seeking that he can directly talk to you in the place where he is. He wants you to be in the place where he is. You are a pilgrim. This world is nothing to you. Anything in this world does not belong to you. My dear brother and sister, when your time is up, yes, everybody's time is up today. Every one of us have to meet the Lord. Every one of us has to meet the King. Because here is a reward waiting. And this reward is nothing less than meeting himself directly. I want to meet Jesus. I want to be in the place where he is. I do not want to be here anymore. Amen? Consider this world and consider everything in this world just to be a dust. Seek his face, my dear friend. You may not have satisfaction. You may not have satisfaction living in this world. Paul said, it is better to die for the Lord. It is gain for me to die for Jesus. That's what he said. Why is it gain? You know why? My dear brothers and sisters, because Paul remained faithful until the end. He knows that when he goes there, there is no need for him to see sickness or anything. Because there is no pain. Because he knows the reward is there. Why do you need reward on this earth? Why do you want to see My dear brothers and sisters, the disciples were seeking for miracles. They were asking, Lord, if you're a true God, do this. Show us a sign that you're a son of a living God. And here is he, he said, he's not going to show them any signs. Hallelujah. He can do anything. Jesus, here is he, hung on the cross. If he wants, he can come down. He can just leave the cross and he can just come out of the cross and he can just beat up the people down who are crucifying him. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus did not come to die. He has come to build his kingdom. What happened? But he has to die because his people did not listen to him. His people did not listen to him. His people did not accept him as Messiah. So he has to die. Hallelujah. His death has brought liberty. Amen. And freedom. Here we are in the presence of God. Living this life. Each and every day. Telling this, telling that. But Jesus wants you to be with him. I am appointed with some work in this world, what he has appointed. And when my work is over, whether it's over or it's not over, I am ready for the King. Because you know why? I am waiting for my reward. And the first reward that Jesus wants to give me is that he wants to honor me. Number two, he wants to fellowship with me. There are many things I want to talk to my daddy directly. I want to talk to my Jesus directly. Amen. Do you want to directly talk to him like a friend? This is a privilege, my friend. Remain faithful until the end. Do not be despondent. Do not be dismayed. Do not let your faith stumble. Satan will try to attack you and tell you that, you know, come on. What profiteth being faithful unto the Lord? What profiteth remaining in Jesus Christ? Why don't you enjoy? Why don't you live a life that you want to live? Why don't you become an atheist? Why don't you live a life as the world lives? Why don't you be a namesake Christian? Why do you need to get so spiritual? Why do you need to get so closer to God? These are the questions that come into your mind. What have I gained being a Christian all these days of my life? What have I gained being in the Lord all these days of my life? Friend, you are not waiting for anything that's waiting. You're not waiting for anything that's going to fade away. Your house will fade away. Your property will fade away. Your health will fade away. Your body will fade away. The dust will remain back to the dust. Forever and ever, Jesus Christ is your dwelling place. Because you know why? That is the only place you're going to be rewarded. That's the only place you will have a greater reward. I do not give £100 to the Lord and say everybody that I have given £100 to the Lord. You know why? Because what I give with my right hand, my left hand should not know, because my God is going to reward me openly one day. Amen. I pray before the Lord, I'm not going to be a hypocrite because so that everybody see it. But I know that, you know what to say, how faithful I was to the Lord. But the Lord is going to reward me one day. Can you ever say something? See those people that passed away recently in what happened. See the people that passed away in the floods. See the number of people that passed away in tsunami. Don't you think there are faithful people that died? Don't you think that there are people that passed away in those tsunamis that remained faithful to the Lord? And you ask a question to the Lord, Lord, why has this happened? Abraham is shouting, Lord, will you not save that land if there are at least two people that are faithful? There are faithful people. The plan of God, a baby is born, and the baby is just after it came into this world, it passed away. And here is a mother crying, God has granted me a child and has taken it away. You know what? What Job said? God has given and God has taken away. Praise be to God. Where has that level of faith come? Where did the boldness come? Because he knows that his Redeemer lives. He knows that one day he will come. One day he's going to reward. Saints, you are not waiting for something that you're going to see on this earth. Praise God, signs will follow them that believe. I do not deny the fact. Do you think your ministry is a failure? Do you think your believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is a failure? Do you think your faith is a failure? Do you think you being a Christian is a failure? No, not at all. Not at all, my friend. Do not be despondent. Do not stay far from the Lord. Do not let your faith stumble. You see that you have a greater reward in Jesus Christ. In Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. You are going to see your reward in eternity. You are not going to see it with your naked eyes right now where you live on the face of this earth. It might be tough that you are not seeing it. It might be hard. We preach the message of the cross and accept the cross as it comes. Do not say you want the cross the way you want it to be. If you want the cross as you want it to be, it would become foolishness. Accept as it comes. Praise God as He gives. Hallelujah. Because you know what He gives right now is in this world just goes on and on. But what comes is a greater reward. And that reward is nothing but a divine fellowship. And this divine fellowship is talking to the divine Lord. He's chit-chatting. He wants to talk with you. He wants to listen to what you want to say to Him. Don't you want to spend time with your Creator in His presence? What else is a greater reward than that? Here He's telling, I want to be with you in the place that I am in. He does not want you to remain in things that fade away. He does not want you to remain in this mortal body that fades away. He does not want you to remain in this dust anymore. He wants you to be in the place that where He is. He wants you to be glorified with Him. He wants you to be exalted with Him. He wants you to be in that place where He can talk to you directly. Amen. I want to be with my Jesus. I do not want anybody to come and honor me on the face of this earth. Danny, you are such a nice person. Danny, you have been a faithful person. Danny, great is your faith. I don't want anybody to say that. Man looks at the outward appearance. God looks at the inner man. He knows the thoughts. Your thoughts are not His thoughts. Neither your ways, His ways. Why didn't this happen? Why didn't that happen? You have no way to question the Lord. Amen. Praise be to Jesus. My beloved brothers and sisters. You wouldn't believe it. I am in a place where I have been going through real hard times. The times that I have been going through, one after the other, the things that I have not done do come upon me as real problems to my life. The things that I shouldn't face, I face, and I just don't have any questions to ask the Lord, why do I face this? I'm no way in it, but I'm facing this. I'm not responsible for this, Lord, but why is it coming upon me? I'm not involved in this problem, but why is this problem coming upon me, Jesus? I can't question that. He's teaching me something out of this. He has something greater for me. He's going to bring something great in my life. He's going to build me more stronger. He's going to build me more huger. Hallelujah. He wants me to spend more time with Him. You know what's the world's biggest problem today? Every time the Lord comes and talks to you and wants to spend time with you, you say, Lord, I'm busy. I'm busy with my work spot. I'm busy with this. I'm busy with that. It's the only thing that is... Satan is the only person that tells busy. Busy is the word that belongs to Satan. That it does not belong to Jesus. What are you doing, friend? You know I'm busy. What are you busy with? Satan is the person that's keeping you busy, my friend. You need to realize in these last days, you need to spend time with the Lord. And that is the reason Jesus is telling you that He does not want to give you any reward lesser than fellowshipping in the same place that where He is. He's created to talk to you, my friend. He's not created you created you to talk to yourself. He's not created you to talk to somebody else and spend time with somebody else. He has created. Our God is a jealous God. He wants you for Himself. It's hard to digest the fact that He's a jealous God. How tough would you feel that a person that you love so much goes off with somebody else, denying you? He's your creator, my friend. He created you. He wants to spend time with you, my friend. He wants to talk to you. So what He is rewarding you is that He's giving you His divine fellowship. So the first and the foremost reward is honor from the king. Number two is fellowship with the king. Number three, let's read from the book of Philippians. From the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 3 verses 20 and 21. The book of Philippians chapter 3 verses 20 and 21. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our veiled body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able to subdue all things unto Himself. Praise be to God. Number three, the third reward is likeness to the King. Likeness to the King. See, Jesus wants you and me to be in His likeness. For our conversation is not on earth. It's in heaven. Our conversation is not on earth. It's in heaven. Very clear. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our veiled body, that it may be fashioned unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby even to subdue all things unto Himself. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He does not want us to be to ourselves. He wants us to be like Him. We always say, as we talk about deeper life in spirit is nothing but the fullness of Himself. God wants to give nothing less than His fullness. That's what we talk. But we need to realize that He wants us to be in His likeness. Fashioned like unto His glorious body. So Jesus is waiting. Each one of us will come into His likeness. Each one of us will become like Him. Amen. People look at my face. I always say, when you look at a little child's face, you see the smile on the little child's face. It is so innocent. It is so spotless. It is so corruptless. The reason why, it's a little child. Look at my face and look at my smile. You understand something wrong in it. Because there is some meaning in my smile. There is some meaning in what I do. My smile is corrupted. The reason why is because I have a reason in my smile, because it's not innocent. Hallelujah. So now Jesus wants this mortal thing to go away. Being a believer until the end. Being faithful until the end. What does it give me? It gives me the likeness of Christ. It gives me His likeness. They that see me see Jesus. They that see me see Jesus. Look at what happened to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, this is what Jesus said. Today you are also the child of Abraham. From today you are also the child of Abraham. What does he mean? Today you have also come into that place where you call me Abba Father. Hallelujah. Look at that. When he lived in this world, when he lived in the worldly desires, when he lived in the worldly flesh, he could not look to Jesus. Because Jericho was hindering him to see Jesus. The walls of Jericho were not allowing the saints to enter into Canaan, and the walls of Jericho had to be broken for the children of Israel to enter into Canaan. See, my dear brothers and sisters, the moment when his eyes were completely on Jesus, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed, and this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved them out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivered them. O taste and see the Lord, that the Lord is good. Blessed is he that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye saints. For there is no one to them but fear him. Hallelujah. What a blessing that is. Jesus wants each one of us to be in his likeness. The nature, the Christly nature, the Christly talk, the Christly walk. That's what he wants to give us. Amen. How many of us do really want to become like Jesus? I want to be like my Jesus. I do not want to be myself, because my self life always destroys me. My self always tries to dominate. My self always tries to do things which are detestable to his sight. My self always get attracted to things which are of this world. As long as I live in this world always tries to pull me, attract me, drag me, put me into things that are not really pleasing to the sight of the Lord. I want to be in the likeness of my daddy, my Jesus, my King, my Father, my Abba Father. Hallelujah. That is the reward that Jesus wants. Give me. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Let's look at the fourth reward that is bestowed upon them that remain as a believer until the end. Until the end. Let's read Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. The book of Colossians chapter 3 and verses 4. Here the Bible says very clearly, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, ye shall appear with him in glory. Ye shall appear with him in his glory. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Glory of the King. The fourth reward is the glory of the King. Jesus wants to give his glory. His glory. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. That is the fourth reward. We read very clearly in the book of Thessalonians. I don't know how many of you read this book. Thessalonians 3:13. The Bible says very clearly, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of Lord Jesus Christ with all the saints. Hallelujah. And we also read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verses 16. Here it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout of his voice of the archangel, with trump, the dead in Christ shall raise first. Then which are alive will shall remain and be caught up together in clouds. Look at that. The dead in Christ shall raise first. Praise be to God. What a great blessing. Jesus is wanting to give his glory. Glory passed through him. What happened when glory passed through him? The woman that was dying, Rosa, came back to life. See, Jesus had glory, my dear brothers and sisters. They saw his glory on Mount Olives. They saw that his face was shining. Very glorious. Very, very glorious. He is wanting to share his glory with you. He's wanting to give the glory with the King. What a great blessing that is. Today here I am, telling Lord, when will I become this? When will I become that? When will this happen to me? When will that happen to me? When will I attain that in my life? When will I buy this? When will I get that? When will I get this? Brother and sister, all this will not at all be compared to the glory that what God wants to give me. He wants to share His glory with me. He wants to share His righteousness with me. He wants to share His place with me. Isn't that a blessing? Do you want the Lord's glory? Glory of the King. Very, very clear. Ye shall also appear with Him in glory. In His glory. Glory to God. Such a loving Savior, my dear brothers and sisters. Finally, brethren, let's look at the fifth reward that Jesus wants to give to them that believe until the end. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 4. The book of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 4. And when the chief shepherd will appear, you will receive a crown of glory that will not fade away. Let's read. When the chief shepherd will appear, you will receive a crown of glory that will not fade away. A crown of glory that will not fade away. Praise be to God. A crown of glory that will not fade away. A crown that doesn't fade away. See, I don't know how many of you know about this crowns. The Bible talks about different kinds of crowns. And in that crowns, I just want to be very brief about the crowns also. I think it's very necessary that we know what are the crowns that Bible is talking about, the Word of God is talking about, the crowns that are bestowed upon the believers. See, you might be thinking, what profiteth for me to be a Christian? You might be thinking that sometimes. What did I gain being a child of God, living a true life, dying in the Lord Jesus Christ? What did I gain? This might be a thought. Here, this, when chief shepherd will appear, you will receive a crown of glory that will not fade away. So that's what the Bible says here as we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, 4. So this is the crown of glory. We see also in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 25. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 25. And every man that striveth for the mystery, the mastery, is temperate in all things. Now they do it in order to obtain a corruptible crown. But we are incorruptible. We are incorruptible. So Jesus wants to give an incorruptible crown. Incorruptible crown. Number one, a crown that does not fade away. Number two, an incorruptible crown. Number three, we see in 2 Timothy chapter 4 in verses 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4 in verses 8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day, not me only, but unto them that love His appearing. That love His appearing. So number one, an uncorruptible crown. Number two, a crown of glory. Number three, a crown of righteousness. Number four, look at another crown. James chapter 1 and verses 12. James chapter 1 and verses 12. Blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. Crown of life. Look at that. That's another crown. A crown of life. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold that fast which hast. The man that no man taketh thy crown. Look at this. Revelation 3 and 11 says, "Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man will take thy crown." And it also says in Revelation chapter 4 and verses 10, the four and twenty elders fall down before him and sat on the throne, worship him that liveth forever and ever, cast their crowns before the throne, say, hallelujah, praise be to God. So my dear brothers and sisters, he wants to give you a crown, an incorruptible crown, a crown of righteousness, a crown of life, a crown of glory, a crown that so that you will be guarded, a crown that you might cast it before the feet of Jesus. Praise be to God. Remaining faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ till the end. Remain faithful, my dear brothers and sisters. We all need to remain faithful. Come what may, situations might be like mountains. Problems like might be like things that are overwhelming us, telling us, "I don't want to live anymore. I cannot bear the situation in my life anymore. I cannot take this anymore." The Bible says, "Knowing that whatsoever good thing that a man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he is bond or free." Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, I have did this. I remain faithful to you, Lord. But I'm facing real hard times in my life. What am I to do? I've been faithful in the task that you have put before me. Lord, you wanted me, you have put a responsibility on my shoulders to be a pastor. You have put a responsibility on my shoulders to be an evangelist. You have put a responsibility on my shoulder to be an intercessor. You have put a responsibility on my shoulder to be a prophet. You have put a responsibility on my shoulders. You trusted me, Lord. You believed that I will be faithful to you, so you wanted me to be a biblical teacher. Be faithful till the end, no matter whether you see what sorts of situations you might face in your life. Situations in front of you might be hard. Situations in your life might sound really messing your life up. Never give up, my dear brothers and sisters. Never, ever give up. You know why? Because, beloved, now you, it very clearly says in 1 John chapter 3 and verses 2. Let's read 1 John chapter 3 and verses 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear that we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for he shall see him as he is. For we shall see him as he is. Praise be to God. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a great reward that is. Do not worry. You have a heavenly home, the final dwelling place of the saints. And you have a self-deposit of treasures there, because you have laid up your treasures in heaven. There is no moth, there is no rust, there is nothing corrupt. There are no thieves that can break it, take it away. Hallelujah. And you have a register there, notwithstanding. Rejoice not, because the spirits subject unto you. Rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Rejoice not because the spirits subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Rejoice because you have a room in the Father's house. Rejoice because the glorified Christ enters into your life. Rejoice because God has built it for you with his hand. See very clearly, my dear brothers and sisters. Remain faithful until the end. He was victorious. Caleb remained faithful until the end. He was victorious. Jonathan remained faithful until the end. He was victorious. David remained faithful until the end. He was victorious. Jehoshaphat remained faithful until the end. He was victorious. Job remained faithful until the end. He was victorious. The Hebrew captives remained faithful until the end. They were victorious. Paul remained faithful until the end. He was victorious. The ancient worthies remained faithful until the end. And they were victorious. Who through faith subdued the kingdoms of righteousness and promises stopped the mouths of the lions. Hallelujah. Joseph was faithful to the work that was given to him. The workmen of Jeshida remained faithful under the work that was given to them. The worksmen under Hilkiah remained faithful. Nehemiah's treasurers remained faithful. Daniel remained faithful. The required stewards remained faithful. Moses remained faithful. They may not see their rewards today, but their reward is in heaven. Their honor is in heaven. The king is going to honor them. They have not deposited anything here. They have deposited their rewards in heaven. They are soul winners. They are humble servants. They are faithful stewards. They were benevolent. They were good of all nations. What a great blessing that is. Today the Lord wants to give you that reward, my friend. Jesus wants to reward you. Is there anything that's stumbling you? Is there anything that's troubling you? Is there a place where enemy is trying to tell, brother, it's enough. Sister, it's enough. Do not worry. He wants to guide you into pleasant paths, in making right decisions unto the end of your life, by a wise counsel, by a still small voice, in the midst of uncertainties, by His divine illumination into all truth. I tell you very clearly, my friend, He wants to lead you into pleasant paths. He wants to give you the right decisions. He wants to lead you to the end of your life by wise counsels, by a still small voice, in the midst of uncertainties, by divine illumination into all truth. Isn't that a blessing to have the Lord in your life? Isn't that a blessing to remain in the Lord Jesus Christ? Be a divine servant and a saint of the Lord. So once again, my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is looking unto all of us, that you will be trustworthy. He has trusted you, my friend, that you will be a terror to the kingdom of Satan. He has trusted you. The five rewards that are bestowed upon them that remain faithful until the end. Number one is honor from the king. Number two, fellowship with the king. Number three, the likeness of the king. Number four, the glory with the king. Number five, the faithless crown. An incorruptible crown. A crown of righteousness. A crown of life. To be guarded, because, my dear brothers and sisters, the greatest reward that Jesus is willing to give you. Shall we pray? Shall we look to the Lord? Shall we seek His face? Loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we are not losers. With Christ, we are more than conquerors. Lord, we are not losers anymore. Father, we have not lost anything in our lives. Father, let nothing rule us. As Peter was looking at those waves, he began to sink. He began to sink because Satan was trying to rule the heart of Peter. Father. We are not going to look at situations and we are not going to be influenced by situations. Our minds are not going to be prejudiced by anything that Satan is trying to build in our minds. Every stronghold and every foundation that Satan is building in our minds, Lord, every foundation be broken in the name of Jesus. Father, we will remain faithful until the end because we know our reward is greater. We may not see things that happen at the moment, Father. We may not see things that happen at the stretch of time. But we know our Redeemer lives. We know You are going to bless us with Your mighty power, Lord Jesus. I pray for every brother, every sister that is remaining comfortless, that is remaining in that place that is very disturbed. Right now, release Your anointing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray for Your blessing, Lord. I pray for Your mighty blessing upon my brothers and sisters. Lord, let us remain for Your reward. Lord, we do not need the reward that the world gives. We need the honor from the kingdom. We know we need the reward that You want to give us, Lord Jesus. We want Your divine fellowship. Father, we want Your glory. We want Your likeness. We want to look like You, Jesus. We do not want what the world wants to give us, Father. Lord, we need Your blessing, Jesus. Let Your word be released into our lives, Father. Let us not confess any false confession. Let every single word that proceeds out of our mouth be in agreement with Your word, Lord. Let us not confess any false confession because of our situations. Because situation, You have no authority over me, neither to rule me, because I am the child of the Lord Jesus Christ and I am covered by His blood. With Christ, I am more than a conqueror. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord, for Your wonderful presence. Thank You, Lord, for Your word that You have given. I pray for every single brother and sister. Lord, I pray for this remnant. You love my brothers and sisters, Lord. You love them, Lord, no matter who they are, no matter where they are from, no matter what kind of situation they are in, You love them just as they are. You love them just as they are, Lord. One might see a miracle today. One might see a miracle after 50 years. But Your love remains the same, Lord. You're not a partial God. Father, let us not be despondent. Let us remain until the end. Faithful Father. Once again, I pray for the assembly, the full gospel assembly, and the saints. Give Your comfort and boldness unto the saints, Lord. Let the body remain. Let the walls of the body of Christ be expanded, and let the remnant of Christ creep into the body of Christ in these last days. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord saith unto the churches. Father, open the hearts, open the minds. Let people come in, Lord, as last days people flow into Zion. I pray for every brother and sister around the world in this room tonight listening to Your word, Lord. Strengthen my brothers and sisters. Thank You, Father, for Your presence. Thank You, Lord, for speaking to us. Thank You, Lord, for being there for us once again. Thank You, Jesus, for Your wonderful presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, my lovely brothers and sisters. Let Jesus be glorified. Let His name alone be exalted. Let Him alone be magnified through our lives. Please do pray for me and pray for the ministry here in India. It's been a long time that I came back online talking to all of you. Things that I do go through sometimes is really not really hard. But I know that we are waiting for a greater reward. The kingdom of God is at hand. Let us look to Him. Thank you.
Praise God. Well, we want to thank Pastor Danny for sharing the word with us this evening. And time is very late for him. It's probably about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. So we thank him very much for that blessed word. And the family that he's staying with. I believe he's also got saints who have been listening to the word in the room while he's been preaching, and we pray their blessing upon them, and also Danny. The Lord be with them.
Cradled in